Talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, cattle on feed numbers are now out from USDA for September 1 and for August. Give me kind of a rundown of the numbers and what you're seeing in them as released from Uncle Sam.
Well, you know, this report was pretty well anticipated. The placements come in a little bit higher than the average guess. They weren't really outside the range. So they were up about 103%, 102.6 actually. Marketings were right on target at 105.9, and that gives us a September 1 on-feed total of 103.6. Which rounds to 104. Last month it was 104.3, which also rounds to 104, but it is actually slightly lower.
From you know, your first reaction on these numbers, anything that just really sticks out at you?
Not really. Again, it's not terribly a big surprise to me. I don't know how the trade will react. We've had a nice run up in the futures market here lately. So we're probably set up here for a little bit of pullback, and this might be the excuse to do that with that placement number being a little bit bigger. If you look behind the numbers, the weight breakdown is kind of interesting. All of the increase in the placements that we see in this report was in the heavyweight categories, 800 pounds and up. And if you'll remember a couple of months ago in June, we had a really big surprise in placements that were big, and that surprise came in lightweight cattle. So it just shows that there's a lot of variation here, and this could actually be a slight issue with these big placements now being up. They're about the same size as those lightweight placements were 2 months ago, so we could have a slight bunching problem as we go into the early part of next year. Most of these cattle will probably come out in January, anywhere between mid-December and mid-February.
With those larger weight cattle, larger heavier cattle, kind of jumping up a little bit as far as placements are concerned, what we're seeing a lot of cattle then that have been on kind of a backgrounding program for a while, and now they're going to the feedlot.
It's September or, August would be pulling in some of the summer grazing cattle, in particular the double stock cattle that come out of the Flint Hills, that kind of thing. So I think that's probably where most of these are coming from.
When you look at the numbers, it seems like we're continuing to be pretty successful in moving cattle and keeping things current as far as feedlots go.
In general, I think that's true. And again, this marketing's number was good. It was bigger than the placements on a percent increase basis, so it did pull the on-feed total down. Beyond that, there's been some indication just in the last week or two that, feedlots have been kind of, bowing up a little bit to try to get past these summer lows in cash-fed cattle prices, and they may be holding these cattle a little bit longer. Carcass weights are certainly going up seasonally, but they're still below year-ago levels. So as long as we don't get backed up or don't do anything to cause us to back up, we've really done a lot to help ourselves with this very aggressive marketing rate for quite a few months now.
I know that we've talked before. When you start talking about this on-feed number, we're consistently now above 1 year ago, it seems like, in our feedlot numbers.
That's correct, and we certainly expect that to continue as we go forward. Again, we know the pipeline's full. We've got more feeder cattle coming through the pipeline in 2017. We've got a bigger 2017 calf crop on the ground that'll be coming through the system as feeder cattle in 2018. And in all probability, with the continued growth in the cow herd, we're going to see bigger feeder supply applies on through 2019 as well. So I think we can expect this on-feed number to continue to be above year-ago levels. The other way to look at it, though, is that it has really grown fairly slowly. As long as we're aggressive in these marketings, we probably are going to see the on-feed inventory increase a little bit, but it's increasing fairly slowly at this point, and that's a very positive thing.
Daryl, as we get ready to kick into the fourth quarter of the year calendar-wise, with these numbers in mind, what's the overall attitude you see in the marketplace? Where are cattle markets going for the balance of 2017?
Well, again, it's been kind of a challenge to get past these summer lows, but I really think we're there. The markets, cash-fed cattle have been struggling to kind of find some footing here. We really expect to see a little bit of seasonal improvement in these fed cattle prices as we finish out the year. That's predicated also on box beef doing the same thing, really. They're locked pretty close together right now, and so we're looking for the same thing in box beef. On the feeder cattle side, we've had strong market, stronger than expected. We've had prices holding steady to a little bit firmer even here in September, at a time when seasonally we look for those prices to break a little bit. And I think that's a function of the good forage conditions we've had. There'll be more seasonal pressure as we move into October. We'll probably see these feeder cattle prices drop a little bit, but they may not drop very much, given that there appears to be pretty good demand out there for the stocker cattle.
Thank you, Daryl. Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, talking with us about these cattle on feed numbers released on Friday afternoon by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.